It is time for us to check our tri-state forecast. AJ, is that you in the Weather Center?
That's me. Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific.
So how was your Easter? How was your Easter Sunday?
It was very nice, very relaxing. Like you said, it was a terrific afternoon. It felt great out there.
Yeah, you know, it started off a little chilly and cloudy, but boy, it just turned into a gorgeous day, no winds or anything like that. So I'm sure people had had a lot of great things. I mean, I made my special. I was talking earlier this morning. My Easter dinner consisted of homemade, I don't know what to call them because they're kind of a cross between a wonton, an integral, a pierogi, but they were filled with, I filled them with a sautéed cabbage, onions, and carrots, and garlic. And they came out unbelievable. I made them in my air fryer, and I posted a picture on the web, and people just thought they looked perfect. So that's what, I had an unconventional Easter dinner. What did you have, what'd you have to eat for Easter?
Yeah, that sounds terrific, Marshall. You could say that too. We had a corned beef and cabbage dinner for Easter. We couldn't agree on anything else because we don't have the same culinary tastes. You know, me and my family, we don't eat pork, some of us, and this and that. So we had a corned beef and cabbage dinner.
You know, I think, you know, well, the great thing about corned beef is if you know how to cook it, it comes out great. But then after it's over, you've got great corned beef sandwiches.
You know,
You know, and do you realize
it's actually one of my favorites?
Yeah, do you realize Pat Pagano has never had corned beef?
Oh,
never.
That's shocking. Yeah.
How could you? I mean, I can understand if you don't want to eat corned beef and cabbage, but there's nothing better to me than a corned beef on rye with a little bit of mustard. That is like heaven.
Oh yeah, I get that out here at least a few times a year.
Yeah. So you had corned beef and cabbage. So you had a St. Patty's Day dinner for Easter Sunday. But you know what? It's compatible. You know, it's compatible. I don't. You know, a lot of people have boiled ham. Have ham, not boiled ham, baked ham. I don't mind ham, but it's not my favorite for a main course for a meal. But anyways, we'll get away from that. Let's talk about this forecast. I don't know if you know this, but we had in the big windstorm a week and a half ago, a big tree came down at my house, took out two cars.
Oh, my goodness.
But like we said, the weather's been improving, and yesterday it turned into a gorgeous day. What does the weather look like now for today and the rest of the week for us?
Yeah, Marshall, not too many complaints, I don't think. We have high pressure nearby. There is a storm out by east of Maine, which is going to try to move west towards us, but it's going to kick the winds up a little bit later today. But we're not going to see any rain to speak of, as it's going to kick out to sea tonight. So we're looking at sunny skies and, you know, mild days and chilly mornings, a little frosty in the morning, with temps maybe near freezing tomorrow morning, mostly up just above, and then, you know, a repeat of tomorrow, really, as today, maybe slightly warmer, and really not much change until Wednesday, Thursday, sunshine and clouds, and then I think the next chance of rain on Friday, and it's not looking like that much at this point either.
You know, it's interesting. I looked at the radar this morning, and I could see the circulation from that low off of Maine backing up and pushing back towards the west. I saw that.
Yeah, that's right. And last week, I think the weather models were showing that moving overhead and keeping us kind of dreary for the first part of the week. You know, that can happen a lot of times in the spring when the atmosphere sort of slows down and you can get days where it's just cloudy and damp, you know, and it gets miserable around here. But we're not going to have to deal with it this time around, as most of the unsettled weather is going to be to our west. There'll be some severe weather in the Midwest this week, but we're going to be okay as we're on the dry side of things.
And we even got a little bit of snow last week where I would say it was just a little under a quarter of an inch, but it was enough to cover everything up yesterday. So the beginning of April April came in like a lion too with us with the wind and the cold. But so actually, this next week looks like it's going to be a real nice week.
Yeah, and we did have that little you know, Arctic blast. I think it was Thursday and Friday, and then got better. And we're going to stay nice into this week. You know, and nice weather patterns. You know, not very warm, but we don't really typically get that warm. You know, not too many very warm days up here in the Northeast until like the very end of April, May. Although a couple weeks ago it was almost 80 degrees. You know, we get one of those type of days here or there if we're lucky. But it could certainly be a lot worse.
Well, hey, so, I'll take sunny in 55 to 60. I'll take that.
Yeah. And I think we're done with any kind of snow for the rest of the season until, you know, by the end of the year. So we're looking pretty.
Don't say that don't say that yet. But anyway, so we got a nice, basically a pretty good week ahead of us and a real nice day today to kick off the week. And maybe Pat is going to be back to his old self after his runaround day yesterday on Easter Sunday. So thanks for filling in this morning, and we'll check with you again whenever Pat gets tired.
Yeah. It's always great to be here. All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Take care, AJ.
Thanks, Marshall. Great to be back.
Bye-bye. Anthony J. this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio for Pat Pagano.